the transmission then, in those days, was just a bench, like about from here to the wall over there. And there was Bill Hutchins and Ted White. They were on the 51 gearbox. And there was Bob Gay and Arthur Robinson. They were on the clutch and fan. Reggie Pollard and myself, we had a heck of an operation. We used to have to build the tail rotor up from scratch. We used to build the hub. They used to just cut out and put all the bearings, all that sort of thing, all in there. And build the tail rotor, put the tail cone on, put the shaft right the way back through like that, and then put the tail gearbox on that Ted White used to do. And then we used to have to build the tail rotor up, and we would have to take it down through the works. Then there used to be a railway line used to go through Westlands at one time, and there was a Nissen hut down the bottom there, and they converted that into the main blades. That is, and at the far end we used to have a piece of canvas put up and a rig for balancing the blades, you know. And I remember all that first lot of blades we had there. A Horden and Richmond it was used to make the blades, and there was loose glue where they used to glue the ribs in the blade, and that was loose bits of glue. And in those days you had to get the blade balanced in three separate places, and you put it and get it like that, and you move the blade round for the other, get the other one, and all the glue would sort of run. You had a battle on yourself to sort of get it balanced, but you eventually did, sort of thing. But I remember though, and the straightening of that shaft, the shaft going back along the tail cone, we had to make up a jig for that, and that was round, half round then, sort of piece either end, and two wires going up through, and a piece of cotton along the top to get it up a bit right, and either side that. But that was a job in itself, because used to have to build up the bearings for it to go on the shaft all the way along, and this bush that they used to put in there was lined with rubber. But the first lot that they did, you know, and the rubber wasn't exactly level. And we used to have to get a rotary file and try and take off, because you just couldn't get the right accuracy on it all. So that ended up, I remember the reckoning shot was right next to the drome. You know, they got another two hangars, I think, built on again now. But, oh, it used to be cold, because the doors was virtually open all the time for taking aircraft in and out. And that shaft, I can remember now, you should turn this shaft for Reggie for checking the level of the shaft. And my fingers used to stick to the shaft. It was that cold.